was linked with Volga at a fairground hotel when Estefan saw the armored man, who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips held a dollop of murk on the curb. And the lights from the rides showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me than I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket, bewildered. Till they lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist. And she thanked the man quickly, then ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked at me. Desperately to fetch the pretty puppet, snugly nestled deep in Esther's leather sack. Through the window of the church, a storm began to rage, and Esther knew the time had come to flee. She scurried down the aisle towards the doorway in the distance, and out into the rainstorm, where she felt she would be free. But the wind was blowing harder, and her skirt began to billow, until finally her feet began to lift. And she rose above the houses, and the people, and the chimneys, and Esther and the doll were set adrift, floating higher over the hills and the valleys and treetops. They flutter and glide, soaring and turning, suspended on air. With the earth far below them, they tumble and dive through the clouds. The sound of the laughing old man filled her ears as she drifted away.